it hunted. Suspense and all.
Say that one more time.
Suspense and all?
Right.
We all have to haunt something, I guess.
You're like the spooky candela person. You're meant to know how to make this stop.
It was hunting.
Yes, of course I'm all right. I'm always all right.
Well, don't make promises you can't keep, love.
I can't keep a single promise I make.
Well, because it's coming for you.
It had been hunting for a long time.
In all this darkness, all this bleed, it's all about who you find. Or who finds you.
Candela Obscura, the Circle of the Broken Cage, premieres March 7th on QueerPG.
The Heart is a Dungeon is a TTRPG adventure focused on loss, healing, mourning, and joy. Not all subjects are suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Look at them so far from home. The wagon rolls on over road and bone. Two of them winged, one of them flame. The other now wind without even a name. Place your bet softly, they're easily scared. Fairies playing circus with no audience there. We see a road. A wood, a distant moral not yet clear, and a handful of strawberries thrown out for luck. We see your wagon, if one wants to call it that, your box on wheels rickety-clickety, and a large black goat strolling along. It's late morning, the fog just recently clearing from the way in the wood you move between. It's been a day and a half since you left Holly and her farm, and you still have almost a full day's of travel before you reach the next place on your map. The settlement of Quire. One of you was Wind, but no longer. Late last night, you returned and whispered your name into a small potion bottle before your breath condensed enough that you could form within the moisture there. Small, the size of a teacup. Or a conviction. Who do you think wakes up first?
Naturally, the bird.
Naturally, the bird. Waking up with the sun, you know, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Caw! Caw-caw-caw-caw!
What? Who's that?
Caw.
No!
Caw.
No!
Caw.
Good morning!
Why? Why would you do this?
Caw.
Early bird gets the worm.
Yeah.
I don't need any worms. Egan stretches his tall, lanky body and lets out a big yawn. And a lazy spiral of smoke comes out. Prepares himself for the day. Unfortunately, because it's early. Why did we do this?
Lala, after your initial caw, do you go out into the eating area before everyone probably? I mean, since you're kind of already up, or do you go back to bed after you've woken everyone?
That's so bad, I want to say go back to bed. But no, Lala is wandering around, looking to see if anyone's dropped anything glittery.
Has anyone dropped anything glittery?
I think I've made a game of it. I think I've made a game of taking little things out of my pockets and just hiding them.
Love it.
It's fucking awesome.
It's incredible.
So good. I feel like I should roll for this then.
Wait, do you hide them because you know Lala will look for them?
Yeah.
Yes, that is so good.
I'm going to do draw them out. 8. Where's the shiny thing?
As you whisper into baseboards, as you whisper into door jams, down to the east of a hallway, because even hallways have an east, you see a little shimmer of something. Purple Pippa, if you want to roll me a D6 or D4 if you don't have the whole list yet, and let me know something that Lala Lemon finds that you've stowed there.
Oh, I've got 6. Let's see, 3. You find a singular earring.
What kind of earring?
It's definitely not like a real gemstone. It's probably glass. It's just a little stud. It's it's just a stud. It's yellow, like a lemon.
Excellent. Lala finds it, pecks at it, picks it up with his beak, and swallows it, saving it for later.
Later, you will retch this up onto the center of your room. Like every dragon's hoard, it begins with one. You've had to abandon other hordes before. Some in towers, some in nests, some in friendships that you're not sure if you'll see again, but you still wear that scarf. Egan, something nearby ties into your destiny, and it's up to you on whether or not you notice.
What? That is a 9. You hear like a little tink, tink, tink of something on glass.
If you also want to pick one from the Sniff the Wind list on the obvious plays, while we will go to Gemma ting-tinging on that glass, Gemma, does your love for the Briar fit in a bottle this small?
Nothing about me can fit in a bottle this small. And you'll see that I'm much more grayscale than I was before. Just wistfully tapping on the glass. Probably going to die here, and perhaps that will bring me closer to my lost love. I chose what's here that I haven't seen yet, or yet seen.
So you're able to open one of these little side windows, kind of a at least it's not raining today, but not far down the road in front of you, you're able to make out a little, not a cart of sort, like a booth, almost like a lemonade stand of sorts. It's strange out here. There's no houses very close by, but you do see a little table with a little cloth. That's fine. You could just continue on your way, but that is something that is nearby. And I'll also say you hear the ting, ting, ting of Gemma on glass, having yourself known the experience of not fitting into your space.
I will, if I'm seeing it a bit ahead, I will first report to the ding, ding, ding. Because that sounds a bit curious. But then I will, after that, go check it out.
You hear it through the wall coming from Gemma's space. And I'd say none of you have seen Gemma since supposedly died or turned into a cloud.
Hello? Who's... Hello? Pardon me, I don't know if I'm supposed to just walk in to Gemma's space, but somebody is here, so... Hello.
I just hear like the faintest distant squeak of a tiny voice.
Stoops down low. I don't know if the bottle is sitting on a table or the floor or what have you, but it's very much a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids moment. Perfect. I take a closer look. Who are you in there? Speak up.
It would look like me, but very small. Not the lush green, but just an ashy gray. And you hear kind of odd whispering noises coming out of it. And I just kind of dramatically look at you like, help.
All right. Well, you did this to yourself, and I know it. I will help you, but you're going to have to answer questions at some point. Ding, ding, ding. And Egan does that on purpose, very well knowing that it's gotta sound just cacophonous in there.
And if it was the movie montage, it would pull out to La La Lemon tink tink tinking against something with his beak in another space. I'd say Purple Pippa is up and about probably by this point too, or at least beginning to be.
I'm probably in the kitchen asking the vine for some gooseberries to make some jam for breakfast.
But La La Lemon, are you going outside to hang out with the goat, or are you staying inside still and waiting for everyone to come to the table?
Go and hang out with the goat. I'm gonna sit on perch on its head.
Nice morning out, the fog having just like burnt away. It's still got that coolness in the air. You see vulture cousins on some of the trees with their wings all out, letting it dry off like they do every morning. And you very easily land on Takama. Oh, it's one of the birds. I think I can smell you, but I can't see you. The eyes are just out front.
I'm going to peck his head lightly.
Is that a hug? Is that how you hug?
I'm going to peck again.
I love you too, small bird.
So
have you ever thought about being a moth?
I could be a moth.
Probably just have to wing it.
I'm going to peck his head again.
Purple Pippa, what are you making with the gooseberries?
I'm making some jam, and I'm making some biscuits. And of course, I'm making some tea.
Every hole in the wagon just has the flavors exiting, the steam coming out. Gemma, you being so small, this is one of the most vibrant sensations that's ever come to your nose. This food is larger than you. You could live in this food. It's so big. And breakfast, I'd say, is just about to be called. Will you all begin some tradition on how you call everyone to meal while you're traveling through this land?
Indeed. I don't exactly know where everybody is, so maybe I'll just find a window, pop my head out, and scream at the top of my lungs for breakfast. Breakfast!
In this moment, do you miss feeding people?
I do. As much as I'm not really a people person, it's something about the hospitality that calls to me. At least we have chairs and a little itty-bitty table. It's so cute.
Can you describe the bottle to me, just really quickly, like physically, what it looks like?
Yeah, we'll say it looks like a very classic potion bottle, kind of fat on the bottom cool. And thin at top. And if you tilt it, they'd have to water slide, like pull their arms in.
Okay. So he takes his fingers and like he holds like the edge of the potion bottle and just blows, and like you can see almost like a dragon in the pit of his throat, a soft glow emits, and I'm just like, Gemma, lay down, it's gonna get toasty, please.
I'll shrink back away from it.
I just stretch the top of the potion bottle until it is wide enough to just lift them out.
I think as you go to lift me, it's almost like I turn into liquid and almost like ocean water just slips through your fingers, and as it trickles to the ground, I reform.
Oh.
Am I my normal size, though? Am I still tiny?
Okay.
Could you roll me a weather the storm, Gemma?
Can I help them weather the storm?
If you do, it'll be harder, but I'll let you.
Six.
Oh, it'll be harder for them to weather the storm?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But you can.
I rolled a six, so I believe that's a miss.
And if Egan helps you, it might even be worse. Egan, would you like to help?
Why would it be worse?
Well, friends help each other.
You say help, but then it makes it worse. Oh, does that have something to do with our binding? Wait.
No. No, if you don't want to help, that's fine.
I think he does, though.
What does helping look like?
I'd hate it. I hate that I know it's going. I hate that I know it's going to be worse. But do I roll for that?
No, you've just made it worse.
I'm so sorry.
But you did it as a friend.
I tried.
Gemma. As the water is just moving through Egan's hands, you can see it. Suddenly, sound of seagulls, sense of sunlight and sand. You remember hands not scarred, still webbed. You were so small when your hands were still webbed. Gemma, if you could take another step towards Winter as you pull yourself back from this remembrance.
As I reform, almost creepy, kind of rematerializing, still gray, the green that was there originally gone, but my hair almost solidifies into a veil that comes across one side of my face, and the look that I give you is not particularly welcoming. Thanks, I guess.
Are you?
And you hear
breakfast.
Lala Lemon, you hear the call for food as well. You're approaching this little table out front. Everyone, food's ready.
I'm going to tell the goat, it's time to go live delicious. And then I'm going to fly over to the table and say, hey, I found a table. Table.
I also
table,
I saw table, yes. I saw. Can
Very
we
good.
Stop the cart for now?
You hear it just slow down. Magically, the harness disconnects from Takami, wanders out into the meadow to eat dandelions.
I guess Takami doesn't want to eat with us.
I guess he doesn't want any biscuits.
I would love biscuits, personally.
Of course.
Also, do you think your tea would turn out different if I heated it up in my hands? Ooh. I'm not saying we have to do that today, but eventually, I think that would be nice.
I think that's a splendid idea.
Okay. Teamwork makes the dream work. Yes.
But you drinking the water to heat it up in your mouth and just spitting it into you.
No, that's not what I wanted to do.
And Lala Lemon sits on a beautifully set table, declaring that he's found it. And now it exists as he has discovered it and puts a little Lala Lemon flag in the middle.
Yeah, I pull it out of my bag. Yeah. I cue a little bit. I turn my head, pull out this little flag from my backpack and plant it.
Flexible
neck. I'm going to draw this.
Yes.
You remember all the bounty that Holly Ann's farm gave you. Like, you have some groceries, you have some bread, some fruits, all those things. Eggs, don't ask. But it's a pretty nice spread. As you see Lala Lemon tearing into some eggs.
I wasn't worried about the eggs.
I'm gonna sprinkle some edible glitter on it.
I was fine with the eggs, and now I'm not. Something's wrong.
How do the eggs seem?
Well...
Lala is satisfied. That's it. Lala isn't crazy about them.
It's protein.
Doesn't detest them. They're there. They are filling Lala's belly, and therefore Lala is satisfied with the protein intake.
Now, does Lala usually eat humanoidish food, or do they go hunt for small things?
I don't think Lala needs to eat.
Awesome.
But when Lala does, Lala will eat anything. The stud earring that they had this morning counts as sustenance, even though Lala's just gonna regurgitate it into his little hoard.
Lala has a different type of hunger.
He does.
For friendship. Oh.
Huh. Yeah, he eats friendship.
I hate friendship.
I'm going to choose to ignore that.
Yeah, the closer you all get, the bigger he's going to get.
Mm. Sorry, I'm making something canon.
Oh, really? Wait. Wait, you didn't say that out loud.
No.
You didn't say that. Oh, man.
No.
And as you all sit there having a lovely breakfast, Gemma, having been brought in a small little gravy boat of sorts, Gemma, maybe it's because you're small, but Lala looks a little bigger than you imagined. Just a little more plump, a little more thick. You are very tiny. You could probably ride Lala, to be honest.
New plan. We ride Lala.
Stay this size forever.
This seems practical. Honestly.
Purple Pippa, could you sniff the wind?
I would love to sniff the wind. Oh boy. Let's see. I have a -1 to sniff the wind, and I rolled a 9, so that's an 8. What's coming this way?
Someone outside of this wagon is making horrendous tea. Tea that is almost an insult to everything you believe in and have worked for. You don't see anything at this point, but through the little cracks in the wagon, it's overpowering your delicious brunch, your delicious fairy bird brunch.
Well, I must assist.
And I believe Egan... And we see Egan and Purple Pippa maybe both throw down napkins. Something's afoot outside, having, I think both of you have sniffed the wind, correct?
Yes. Yeah. I should mention that if we are departing the table, but prior to getting up from the table, Egan eats as though the food will run. Egan eats ravenously at the table. It's almost unseemly and acts like nothing is amiss. And then we'll go snoop out the tea with you.
Rose.
Thank you.
Ho, ho, hold on. This year, I know exactly what I'm getting my sleigh, dear. Holiday gift cards from Hero Forge, with a wide range of options from tabletop miniatures, physical and digital, to 3D printed dice you design, and also custom keychains. Upgrade your gaming experience with the Pro subscription, which grants you access to new item drops a week early, and unleash your inner bard by designing wild creations, giving them the perfect mood lighting and backdrops with the photo booth tool. All that and more, starting at only $3.99 a month. Avoid those long lines and have your Hero Forge gift cards delivered straight to your email at heroforge.com.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitterton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitterton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bittertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitcherton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitcherton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
And we'll say if you enter, you see Takamoff in the nicest part of the meadow, just stretching and eating off the muffin top and all the flowers. You all see a little hedgehog woman? Not little as in Gemma, little as in adorable, with a little cloak up, needles coming out, a little blue-purple face with a little nose. It smells like you could believe in something and smell this tea and just decide to quit.
Oh my gosh, that was very good. That was very good.
Oh goodness.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to this part of the road.
good morning to you. Your tea is just... what are you brewing over
tea.
There? What kind?
Hot.
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 Do you ever spill the tea?
A deep sorrow passes over their face, remembering many spills through a life, a complicated hedgehog life.
I do, sir, and you're brave to ask. You're brave to ask. I do sometimes spill the tea.
Take a hanky out of my trousers and offer it.
It waves in the air cartoonishly.
So what's the tea in this area? What's...
This is eucalyptus. Eucalyptus peppermint.
Is it out?
Mm-hmm. Good. And it is 2 coins, a glass, and then I have these ornaments. And you see some handmade jewelry-ish type little things. She would be at a farmer's market if anyone else lived out here. So this is her farmer's market. So you see little like earrings, little necklaces, and little almost light bulb type potion bottles, very similar to one that Gemma was in. And each of them has a little light in them with a cork. And when you shake them, they get a little brighter. They're for at night when you need to walk home from your farmer's market stand. They're 2 coins, too.
I think they're charming.
Shaking it gets brighter and brighter.
Egan will buy some. Egan has to buy something from this hedgehog.
So 2 teas? 3 teas? 4.
Oh, I'm all right. I just ate, and though your tea smells a smell, I will have to politely decline.
But we are sure it's lovely.
Wonderful.
Yes.
I'll have some.
All their needles bristle, all cute in the air. They go to pour you one little cup of tea, which is in a you know that little cone top to acorns where the acorn pops off, the little round part? It's a wee little one. Then they get a few lights together for Egan. Egan. These lights, when you look closer, wee little figures in the middle of them, long ears that come out. When you shake them, they glow and they look bothered and bruised and not very happy to be in an ornament. 3 coins.
Each?
No, just 3. Just 3 for you and 2 for the bird for the tea. That's 5.
Did you do this?
Lala coughs up 5 coins.
She takes them and eats them. Yeah, I make the tea every day.
Not the tea. Did you do this? To them?
Oh, did I put them in there?
Yes.
Yes. They're real terrible if you let them out. I mean, I dare you.
Actually, do you now?
I do, and I'm going to roll for that.
Well, I simply can't pass up a dare. Oh, this is spicy now. I knew I liked it.
I'm also going to watch for my chance.
Oh, to fix the tea. Just violently just sprucing
on a
it
miss
up.
You and they get lost together. There's a moment where all of you are watching this. A wee little innocent hedgehog and handsome Egan, suave as flame, staring at each other. The hedgehog says something nonchalantly, just a simple phrase. I dare you. Egan's eyes go a little wide. The flame burns a little brighter. Patch of smoke, burst of earth, empty table, teacup falls, breaks. They're gone. Egan is gone. Small little Teresa is gone.
I'm going to take this opportunity to fix the tea.
No concern. Just gonna fix the tea. Pippa, I thought we had something. I thought we had a good thing going.
Oh, we'll find Egan. Egan always turns up, but this tea.
Am I still on a gravy boat? Can I even see any of this happening?
Yeah, I mean, you could fit in a small cereal bowl now. Like, you've gotten a little bigger with just taking in the moisture of the air and all that, returning back to a solid form. Like, you could ride a turkey, but probably not a duck.
A turkey? That was your first?
Yeah, but probably not a duck.
That's sizable.
Yeah. What about a turkey vulture, like the ones that are sunning right now?
Over their dead body.
It was good. Keep that one.
So, Egan is gone. Purple Pippa, you can easily get to your own herbs and things and run out and, like, just fix their situation. It'll fix today's situation. It may not be the tea they make tomorrow unless you do something different. Maybe you just break their kettle and they never make tea again. Lala Lemon, you don't see Egan. You do not see the little hedgehog. You do see Takam napping now out in the sun. And Gemma is just plump enough that if you threw them in the air, somebody would probably yell at you. If they were a little smaller, it would still be cute.
I don't know how to interpret that description.
And what are you going to do, Lala Lemon, in this moment while people are thinking of things to do or wondering if Egan's now dead? Lala Lemon, here or there, what do you know? Do you even care?
Yes, Lala cares. Lala is confused. Feeling a little left out. Where did they go? I was thinking about rolling Sniff the Wind with my little bird beak. I have a -1, so that is 4. I think the tea is so bad that it fucks up my senses.
That's so real.
So real.
Purple Pippa, how are you going about trying to change this situation before we're going to check in with Brave Egan?
I am going to take the pot and chuck it into the bush as far as I can and replace it with my own teapot. If Egan were here, I would burn the herbs, but Egan is not here. So instead, it goes with the pot and it goes into the bush. And I'm sadly parting with some of my own materials.
Small businesses support small businesses.
Egan, how do you feel being trapped in a tiny bottle?
I'm sorry, what? Come again?
How does it feel now that you look around you and see nothing but glass and large fingers slowly moving to shake?
I despise it.
Is it from a place of anger or a place of fear?
Both.
You all hear a strange sound. You all see strange poof. As little hedgehog Teresa, sitting on her rump in the mud, looking a little distressed. And Egan pops right back a bunch of little shards of broken glass at your feet. Wherever you were, whatever what was going on, it appears you're back.
There might be a quick moment of relief that crosses my face. Like, oh, you're back. But then quickly, melancholy, I don't care. And I climb off the table,
angsty,
flip my hair that just like splashes water on all of you, and then I need a bath and head to my room.
Will anyone give Gemma a boost to the lowest stair to get into your wagon?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
I wanted you to say no.
That's so cute.
Egan, as you're here, and Gemma's going to go bathe in a moth trough, a dirty, dirty moth trough.
Rose.
How do you feel in this moment, Egan? That was confusing. That was strange. Stranger things have happened, but not today.
How am I feeling? Oh, like a punishment has to be dealt for something so hastily done. Egan. Towering Egan struts up to Teresa, shadow looming over Teresa, but the way the sun is shining, it's specifically shining through his chest. So it's like a light right on her face. And then stoops down, embraces himself on his knees, and is, Teresa, do you think you're funny? Was that good for you?
I never really thought I was too funny.
You're really not.
I'm sorry. I wish I could be funnier. Do you ever wonder if maybe you're just too loud and you're not funny? I wonder that about myself a lot.
Teresa, you are lucky. You're cute. I'm not going to lie. You've done this before, haven't you? You've done this before.
I have.
Okay, all right. I get it. We trick, it's fine. But I was very close to wanting to kill you, and you are too nice to be killed, and it's just because you did something silly. So, next time, why don't you chat up your target first and see what kind of fae they are? And then that way, maybe it's someone who will laugh with you instead of trying to silence your laugh. The only thing that is saving Teresa right now is that, first of all, she's adorable. But second of all, she's out here in the middle of nowhere, with no one to talk to and nothing to do. And that kind of existence can get to a fae. I know from personal experience. So, I just try to coach her better for next time.
We'll say you all finally have Purple Pippa's tea party.
I invite Teresa.
Kinder soul than I.
Who drank the tea of Teresa, just from my own knowing?
I did not, because I saw Purple Pippa turn her nose up at it. And I'm hoping she learned something from your tea, so we'll see.
It's not a bad time. She is not the best conversationalist, but it seems she's out of practice. By the end of it, they seem truly touched by forgiveness, empathy, a moment of not having to flee into the wood, leaving her market behind like she tends to have to do when she's caught. She thinks it's funny, it's fun. I wouldn't call it friendship, but I would call it memorable. And you hear Takam approaching back to the front of the wagon. Oh, I'm all rested if y'all are done making your new friend.
We wouldn't go that far.
Would you like a biscuit?
I would love a biscuit. Oh, well, that's better than muffin topping these flowers. And you make your way. A little hedgehog waving from the little farmer's market table. It's not a few miles before Lala Lemon looks down and both of his feet are human. And as you're approaching the town of Quire in the distance, you see such a wreckage from these heights. This looks like where you're supposed to go. This looks like it will be your next performance.
Hi, I'm Feral Moonbeam. You can find me on Blue Sky and the Heart is a Dungeon podcast, and sometimes I draw things.
Hello, I'm Kelly, also known as the Kellhop on most places in the internet. I play games in places, and I hope you come watch them.
Hi, I'm Mika, and I do things. I'm a Brazilian-American content creator and AP performer, best known for creating Roll D5, R-O-L-E D5. We are a Twitch channel that specializes in playing indie TTRPGs. You can mostly find me there, or you can check out my link tree, which is Mika McIntosh, M-I-K-A M-C-I-N-T-O-S-H. That's linktree/Mika McIntosh. Mika like the singer, McIntosh like the computer, minus the A. Kisses.
Hi, I'm Zoe. I am a voice actor, and you can find me at Zoteo Potato on Twitter or on my website, zoedlee.card.co.
Hey, I'm Rara. I show up in a lot of games, and I run this podcast. You can find me most places under some sort of Rara. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for joining our circuit.